Hello, I'm happy to be here with you. Some say that community media are necessary to fill the gap between public and commercial media. The Polish case will show that the task of creating friendly environment for such media is not always so easy. Poland, as one of the post-communist countries, has started to create its democratic media system after 1989. The Broadcasting Act was passed in the parliament in 1992, and the National Broadcasting Council came into life. However, this first broadcasting law didn't recognize anything like community media. As Karol Jakubowicz, who maybe some of you have a chance to meet, admitted much later, we were not very successful on the front of introducing the third sector media into the law. Only in 2001, the category of so-called social broadcasters was introduced by the amendment and is now defined as follows, which some of you may find peculiar. Social broadcaster shall mean a broadcaster who propagates learning and educational activities, promotes charitable deeds, respects the Christian system of values, being guided by the universal principles of ethics, and strives to preserve national identity in the program service. Such a broadcaster shouldn't broadcast content unsuitable for children, shouldn't transmit commercial communications, and does not charge any fees for transmission, retransmission, or reception of the program service. The following entities may apply to the National Broadcasting Council to be granted the status of social broadcaster: an association, a foundation, a church, or a religious legal person or religious organization. The social broadcaster are exempt from fees payable for awarding the license. Such legal framework causes many misunderstandings. What's more, the exclusion of the social broadcasters from advertising market, combined with no governmental support for such entities, resulted in the lack of interest in applying for such a status among, for example, NGOs. As a result, now in Poland we have only 9 broadcasters who have got such status, and all of them have the religious character. 8 of them broadcast locally, and the 9th one is the nationwide, powerful, politically engaged Radio Maria. Of course, there are also other radio stations which fulfill the role of community media in Polish society. But mainly to economic and procedural reasons, all of them have commercial licenses. As such, we can recognize the student radio stations, some religious, and some stations run by the local government, but they don't fit into the definition of, for example, AMARC or Council of Europe. Even many such stations have run away to the internet field, but the National Broadcasting Council doesn't regulate this field. So, how to fill the gap? A small number of social broadcasters indicates that the regulation does not ensure favorable conditions for their development. The National Broadcasting Council, in its regulatory strategy for the years 2011-2013, the author of which was Karol Jakubowicz also, has agreed that this situation has to be changed and that we have to prepare the draft of legislative and financial solutions. Therefore, the Council, which itself doesn't have powers for changing the law, has decided last year to run a public consultation on possible amendments to the Broadcasting Act concerning, inter alia, this particular issue. The idea was to gather information on the positions and opinions of different entities, currently operating broadcasters, new entrants, perhaps interested in such activity, users and consumer organizations, academia, market players. We were asking if it was necessary to broaden the list of entities which may apply for a status of this social broadcaster, what exempts should get such a broadcaster, what, if any, program tasks should he have to fulfill, and if those entities should be allowed to broadcast commercial communications. As a result, there came 611 responses, although 599 were identical. They were evidently spread among Radio Maria supporters, with only empty places for the personal data and the signature below. At the same time, we were facing a big social campaign aimed against the Council. The campaign was trying to force our body to grant one of the places on multiplex to the TV broadcaster connected with Radio Maria. So, we received less than 20 different responses from individuals, MPs, academics, broadcasters, industry organizations, and from our Minister of Culture and National Heritage. Most of them gave a positive response to the questions. This, in turn, gave us legitimate reason to draw up the following conclusions. There is a need for transparent regulation. There is a need for expanding the list of entities which can apply for the license of community broadcaster. The exemptions should be provided in license and frequency fees for social broadcasters, as well as in rights of authors royalties. Program tasks should be introduced. For example, delivery of local public interest service, promotion of culture, educational program, social dialogue. Commercial communications should be allowed to a limited extent. Advertising revenues should be appropriated for statutory activity. And financing of these media might be provided through a special fund, for example, created from the fraction of audiovisual fee, which itself is a great problem in Poland nowadays. These conclusions have been presented in the National Broadcasting Council's annual report, which, according to the Broadcasting Act, is submitted to both the Sejm and Senate, to Parliament, and to the President. We are still working on the subject, but now the ball is not in our court.